Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yes, welcome to How I Live.
Oh, what was that?
A bit flat.
Just kind of put my wee own spin on it there.
Aye, I like that.
Thanks, mate.
Andy's not really...
Just petered out like the Premier League season though, didn't it?
Uh-huh. That's a joke. That's a joke, that league.
Guys, can you believe? Last show.
Oh, what, mate?
It's a last show in Half Live.
I thought you were going to do the full show in a London accent.
London accent.
Go, try, please.
Oh, am I?
Yeah,
I'll
mate,
just keep doing it. Yeah, I'm good, mate.
What's that Kev's doing this week?
Bibtube.
That was last week.
That last one.
What did the Bibtube, weren't we?
Did we get the Bibtube?
It's a wee polka dot dress again. I liked that. I like the feedback I got for the polka dot dress.
I would say that was more a pencil skirt.
Think so?
The big slit up the thigh. Your barbed wire tattoo in your thigh.
I've got the wee barbed wire tattoo in the leg, the thigh, and I've got one in my arm.
Do you like your birthday tattoos?
Oh. I know.
Your mum's got them, didn't
you? She's got them everywhere. Just wear the arms and wears the vest.
Well, your dad's got a butterfly in the bottom of his back, didn't he?
Aye, butterfly bottom of his back.
And a slag tag.
And an arrow, ain't he?
An arrow.
Do not enter.
Only teammates with the worst tattoos.
An anchor above his arse.
He likes it all a bit, doesn't he? That was something that he went back to his, wasn't he? He's shown us it all.
I know, he's shown me that. What's that for? Is that?
He's got a tattoo gun.
Get somebody to sink in.
He's got a tattoo gun. He does the tattoos, doesn't he?
Ah, he does them all. He got a gun.
Who's some of the people he's done tattoos for?
Who's he done that one?
Danny McGrain done one.
Who was the other one he done?
Totally.
Alec McLeish.
Totally done Totally.
What was he done on Totally again?
He was on his arse. I remember it was a crack in his back. I don't know. To be fair, we're everybody listening, I think we're taking piss, but generally he is a tattoo artist. He's really good. But he likes filth, doesn't he? Oh, tattoo filth, he says.
Does he tattoo himself?
Aye. Does it with the gloves on that?
In the gloves, did he?
Yeah, the gloves on. That was cracking at night, wasn't it, when you back?
Was it back to your dad's flat?
Back to my dad's flat. He had the gun out, waiting for him to come in. He said, you're getting a tattoo, didn't he? What did you date?
Who was that, man? Your cousin, the mosher?
Aye, the mosher, aye.
His cousin's a mosher, you know?
Is he?
Aye.
And what tattoo did he get?
What was that one again he got?
He got a chain, didn't he? A chain when he's hip. The chain jeans
like
at mosher wears.
But he's tattooed Brucey, isn't he?
Tattooed Brucey.
He got a, what do you call it, one of the big knives with a snake wrap in it.
Who do you think's got shit tattoos at the managers?
Oh, it's a great question.
We need to start sticking these on the sheet the day before, don't we, so we can think about them.
Tattoos.
Megson's 100% got one of these, you know, like the old British bulldog.
British bulldog,
Big flag on it.
Big Sam's got Big Sam's got love and hate in the knuckles.
Definitely, man.
Aye.
But who else is that? Who else gets brought up?
I don't know.
The worst tattoo is the one that's like, do you know what I mean?
The tribal, what I hate the tribal
one. See ones. The big, what's that? What's it like? It's like a big,
Rogers has definitely got Brendan on it.
Oh, he's got, he's in there, a Rogers somewhere.
In Spanish.
He'll have every trophy tattooed on Brendan, won't he? In Spanish, vamos.
He's got Brendan in tattoo.
Vamos, Brenda. Brendan, sorry.
Talking on, what did you make the FA Cup final?
Chess match, wasn't it?
Aye.
Chess match, two coaches. I didn't enjoy it.
Wasn't great though, was it?
No, I didn't enjoy it. The Dark Arts final, wasn't it?
I didn't enjoy it, to be fair. I can't remember really a chance.
Both teams just trying not to score.
Aye, I loved that.
Tielemans, but we'll tell you about him. Tielemans, what a player,
by the way. Where's he from, Andy?
Belgium.
Anderlecht.
Is that where
Chelsea should be back on the list of the money they've spent. They should.
Yeah.
The players they've got, the players they brought off the bench.
Mate, I've said this right.
Wes Morgan fucking came on.
I know, mate. What was that about?
They should have just gave that on goal for a laugh, shouldn't they? How do you to get that?
See, as good as Mason Mount is, he shouldn't be Chelsea's best player. You can't spend 160 million and a player that has came through the youth academy is your best player after two full seasons in football.
Yeah.
Werner, for me, I don't know what you're seeing in Werner that suggests he's going to be top goals for the league.
What about his Leipzig form?
But we're not seeing it, mate.
I think English game just doesn't suit
him. But he actually doesn't look like a good finisher, no, side.
He doesn't look like a player at all.
He doesn't look like a good finisher. Or drags it. He's a drag.
He doesn't even know where to shoot a pass. Didn't he know?
Is he guilty of having a really good time with Leipzig and then it's just no went his way? And whereas top players can find a way of making it work, he kind of seemed to make it work. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know if the style of player, whatever, the way Bundesliga was or what suited him, I don't see a finisher in him.
No.
I don't see somebody. He gets chances because he's pace. He'll get into areas where he can score goals. But I don't fancy him when he's got a chance.
You're not confident.
I'm not looking at him saying, yeah, it's a goal.
Quality's poor.
You love finishing, too, don't you?
I love finishing very early enough.
Do you finish early?
Far too long. Get it done and then.
Are you thinking first 5 minutes or maybe wait to 10?
No, he doesn't go. First minute.
Where's your favourite finish?
That's a great one. I like coming at, see if you're behind the defender. That's a cracker.
And finishing in the box.
And then do you always smash it?
Do you like finishing in the box or at the box?
I love in. And I want to see Andy, I'm never.
Like sliding in the box or?
I love the slide. But I'm never a finesse, I just smash it. I'm never a finesse. And then obviously the defender get fucking off.
How do you celebrate?
Aye, panty.
Ice in the back of you. What about the VAR decision?
It's the squad. That's not offside.
They've got to,
it's above where you're at.
For next season, they've got to bring VAR. If they're keeping VAR, they've got to have like a kind of like margin that determines whether you're in or out. Because see this borderline, hairline fucking fracture thing, it's too close to
that's not. There's the fact that they've celebrated, like how much they've celebrated.
Sorry, that's what I was going to say, right? So, CVAR, it's been introduced in a year where there's no fans, right? So you're just waiting for the game to restart. It's fucking terrible. Mm. See me actually seeing the reactions of two fans, did you know how it made it a wee bit more entertaining? Because it was a shite final.
100%.
Yeah. That was actually the most entertaining part of the match.
That should made it half decent to watch was the crowd.
Aye. But as a player, if you're playing that, VAR's a joke, man. It's
so
a joke.
Would you get rid of it?
Oh, in a heartbeat, I'd love to get rid of it.
I'd rather have human error.
But there's that many human error. Yeah. The refs are that bad at times.
Don't say that, mate. Remember who
was the ref? It wasn't your man, was it?
Dino was doing Liverpool yesterday and had a fucking disaster. It really did. Did you see the game?
But he's fed down south, innit? So he hates Scousers.
But he's done Big Sam and all
that. Stanley?
But he's a Tranmere man, so Tranmere.
Oh, no, that's right.
Tranmere.
He's done Big Sam.
But he talks about London accent, didn't he?
He puts on his way, but in company.
Oh, so is that why he's done Liverpool? Because he's Tranmere?
Well, rumours that he believed this.
Oh. But he's done West, but he's done Big Sam was calling an embarrassment, wasn't he, after the game?
Was calling, do you know that?
I said it was an embarrassing performance.
They need to fight top. So, bare ass boxing, isn't it? Mike Dean v Sam Allardyce.
Dino's got a few tattoos, isn't he?
Thug life.
Definitely.
But what else do you
do? He's got a stony badge in the arm.
I'm sick to death. This style of football, I'm sick to death of it. That cup final, it is just awful. It really is.
Has he got like a dagger on his thigh?
We all his victims on it.
A teardrop at his eye. Is that not you murdered somebody?
I'm trying to be serious, yeah.
Sorry, but mate, do you know what? Mid thingy, I caught his eye there.
He was raging, wasn't he?
A wee bit scared.
You're right. There you go.
Rodgers becomes only a second man to win the Scottish Cup and the FA Cup.
He made it well clear enough.
Did he actually say that?
So the woman said, how was it before the game? A lot of nerves. And they went, no, I'm used to this. I've won 6 finals.
Did he say that?
Or 5.
Straight into the tattoo parlour today. His next trophy on it.
But do you think you'll get a new portrait done as well in the house?
New portrait, everything. Envelopes are going to get bigger.
He's going to let the team down.
He's so felicial, isn't he?
Do you think you need to be that kind of level
of manager? You need to be in that level of arrogance because you're competing against the world's best all the time. So you need to be able to stand out. And I think that's the way he conducts himself. I think he believes in himself. And I think that's a great trait to have.
Do you know what I loved about him? Like, everyone thinks he's this nice guy. See, when the goal went in and it was offside, did you hear him slaughtering the fullback?
Did he?
The camera went to him and he was giving the fullback at him. You wouldn't ever think that, Rodgers, but he's obviously got that.
Is he tiny, by the way?
Did you see this? He's Tuchel beside him.
He's small.
But what a
chance. He's just a baffy Billy Brown, didn't he?
Two rooms in the sink, aren't they?
They can get in at the same time, can't they?
Same sink.
Sometimes their legs get tangled up together, don't they?
That's a nightmare. They love in the sink, didn't they?
No.
But what job? What a bloody job he's done, Brendan?
Arsenal should get him there.
Arsenal Spurs.
I think he's too good for Arsenal.
No, but he could make Arsenal cave back in.
I think he could. If he gets backing from the Arsenal,
because Rodgers would not accept the players, the mere older players who are on this big wage, who seem to they don't.
I would love to see him get like a job like that where like it's like not a rebuild job, but how quick he could get rid of what he doesn't need and what he can get in, and how quickly he can turn that around. Because Celtic was a pretty. Was it a rebuild job at Celtic when he came in? He had to sign a few players to get them going, and then he went to Leicester, and obviously on the back of Leicester winning the Premier League, they had the foundations there of being a good team. So he's adding a couple of players and got players playing really well. But to get into Arsenal and change them round, that would be incredible if he did that.
You're not happy about the standard football, Paul?
Just the style, mate. Bit boring. Just a bit boring.
Both teams.
I just can't. I always base a good game when you get excited watching it on chances. I barely seen a chance in the whole game. And that's not good enough. Don't see crosses going in.
You can't finish if there's no chances.
That's what I'm saying. I've been on it for a long time.
Yeah.
And I don't want that. Might be half as quickly as possible. But no.
Have you ever had that where you've no finish for a long, long time?
Aye. And I hate it.
What was it done to the game though, being too pretty?
It was a horrible tough. Simon, it was a
tough tie.
Horrible, horrible tie. It was disgusting. Really, really disgusting. Honestly, you're killing me here.
And you just kidding me.
It was a really, really one of the.
Did you just keep going?
Was
you kept at it, but you just couldn't finish?
Was your mind elsewhere?
I was getting really, really angry.
Mind elsewhere,
right? I was trying to think of better days.
Was it hard for you? Were you soft or?
Was it a bit placid?
I'm getting took to the cleaners here.
Could you see a Rodgers managing a Barcelona Real Madrid?
Yes. You look at the state of the
Koeman, if Koeman can do it,
Koeman goes in the
Southampton and Everton manager.
And a few other managers that's been at Barcelona.
I can't believe that if Brendan Rodgers took a Real Madrid or a Barcelona, he would come in that press club and say, I'm the greatest manager this club's ever had. That's the type of kind of conversation he'd come up with.
He can speak Spanish, can't he?
It doesn't make any sense in Spanish, but
no.
Didn't he know? The players don't have a clue what he's going on about, but they know he's speaking Spanish anyway.
Does he speak Spanish or not?
Aye.
Does he?
I know. Great accounting Spanish.
We are associated.
Oh, so he did associate that.
In Dosh 3.
What about you, Rodgers?
Brilliant manager, like you said.
You hate him, don't you? I remember
what you said about him, Andy?
What?
What was it you said about him? Because he won the treble. What was it you said about him?
Did he ever speak to you?
I said congratulations.
Did he ever speak to you? Did you ever get a chat? After games or before games?
Nah.
Never?
Nah.
Did no try to sign you?
Aye, when I was at Manu.
Manu.
Couldn't afford this. No, but if he goes down this a summer route to like a Pochettino, I think he would need to go somewhere else for Leicester. But like you said, he's got a better CV than Coleman.
Yeah.
He's got a better CV than some managers that's been in the Barca post over the last couple of years. But I could see, I think he's the type of manager that likes that sort of style of attacking football as well. But he's what a day like, is he has changed a wee bit at Leicester.
Yeah.
Because they do play certain different styles against different teams, and he's done that well, to be fair.
See, I'm really big, but certainly I'm really big on what your thoughts on this style of football, this game he's watched. What are your thoughts on it, Andy? Because you're big on this.
What I would say is in cup finals, I don't think a lot of them are ever classics.
Classics, yeah.
But do you think that's doing on your nerves or just doing to the style?
I wouldn't say so much. See, I've seen that, like, so to sort of back up your argument, Chelsea's best chances came in the last 10 minutes when they went direct, but Leicester was so deep at that point. And when a team is that deep, that's your favourite. Right,
but usually when somebody's that deep, they're finishing.
Ah, yeah, they're finishing, but you didn't like it when it was deep and you were finishing, did you?
Waters, innit?
Why though?
I don't know. But no, listen, I want football back. I want a day I miss it. Simon, you're a fantastic coach. What's your thoughts on it?
And like he says, finals never classics,
but you want chances, don't you?
Yeah.
You play on chances, and that's what Kev, you as well. If you're a player,
there's a caginess with cup finals. It's a case of you don't want to lose it, you want to keep yourself in it. Because if you go out there gung ho, needing like a league game, needing 3 points, you go for it regardless.
They two play each other. They two play each other.
To try and get the top. See, I think that'll be a better game.
Aye.
I think that'll be a better 3-4 game.
Chelsea, but could change the whole team and how still have such a strong team.
Can you still think Chelsea win the Champions League final?
No, I think City will win it. I've said it for
you. Can you do Tuchel's accent?
Aye.
Can you do Tuchel's accent?
Yeah. So bad. So bad.
That was you finishing there, wasn't it?
Yeah. But what do you think? Are we going on to that, Simon?
No, I think we're doing a Champions League show. So
no, the final, but the Champions League playoff, places.
Liverpool's going to make it, and I think Chelsea.
Do you think Liverpool make it?
They're in the hands now.
So Chelsea play Leicester.
Chelsea Leicester can only get Liverpool can get 69 points. And if Chelsea, whoever wins between Chelsea and Leicester draw, none of the two of them can get 69.
Do you ever finish on 69?
I love 69s. 69 is probably my favourite number.
You need Liverpool in it. You need Liverpool in
it. I prefer an 89.
Do you, aye? Yes. What, with a flake?
Aye, with a flake.
Right. So here we go, Chelsea, Liverpool. But these two, if Alisson never scored that goal, Liverpool were done.
They were out, but that's them. It's in their hands. They win their two games, they're guaranteed Champions League.
That leads us lovely to the next team that are talking about that.
Yeah, it does. Who are we talking about?
Liverpool.
Liverpool, sorry. So Alisson scored in the last minute. Winner to keep Liverpool's Champions League hopes alive. You said it's the greatest moment in Premier League history.
Best moment in Premier League history. Because no goalkeeper's ever scored a winner.
Oh, really?
And him to do it.
What was Schmeichel equalisers?
Equaliser, aye. And for him to do that. And what a fucking header it was.
I know.
My God. I don't even know how he's done that. And then, I mean, we all know, his interview after is one of the best interviews as well.
I've listened
to it. Oh, it was beautiful. So touching. And it's almost as if it was meant. Honestly, it was just, it was unbelievable. One of the best.
Who was it for his dad?
Aye. Mm-hmm. So how has he done that header bit?
But big, again, it's like the St Johnstone, who's Neddy marking him?
That's what I was thinking, Simon. Especially against a big Sam team. Surely they must have been organised enough. Like, a goalkeeper's come up, surely at some point in the box, somebody says, right, who's picking him up? There must be somebody spare that can go and pick him up. Mm. But even then,
Sam was on Just Eat putting his order into one. I was at 30 seconds in the game. He was putting his order.
He moved to watch it. He switched off, didn't he?
Aye, even when Alisson
steak
headed
pie
it.
Supper, wasn't he?
Don't think it ruined, steak pie the supper. Only thing that ruined that goal was the boy Phillips cheering. I can't stand him.
My wee boy hates him. He's a little
Matt Phillips.
Awful.
He shouldn't be cheering. Quicker.
I tell you what, another thing about modern day football, what would have stopped that goal? What I was talking about earlier.
Back post, somebody on it.
Aye. Exactly. On the post again, mate.
That's the reason you would love it, not your back post, so that goal like that goes in. Yeah, what is your thoughts on that, Roy? Did you hear Roy Keane saying manager stoking on the pitch and giving everybody a high five? Need his interest, a player being new after the game. What's your thoughts
for the cameras? Manager's doing that, I think.
Aye.
Think so, mate?
Of course it is.
It's
manager's doing it.
What players getting you running on, walking on the pitch to give him a high five?
They're even dating the opposition, plus. They're going through the both teams now.
I don't think that's just on the edge of the pitch and players are coming after shit on. But I didn't necessarily agree with what Keane said, though. He's just, you know, he's like, he's just the same when I was younger. But I do get what he's. Same when it's like, if the camera goes to Salah, he's the match winner, and then you see Jurgen Klopp coming over and he's hugging him, picking him up and all that.
So he's
I've played with loads of managers. But
sometimes like with managers like that, so even when like, so say Salah has scored the winner, he brings him off with 2 minutes to go, he's cuddling him on the side of the pitch with 2 minutes to go. He then goes on the pitch again at the final whistle and is cuddling him again. You've already done that. What are you doing that again for?
Do you think it's a disgrace?
I just don't think it's needed at all, eh?
So
see, after a game like
shaky manager's hollering and down the tunnel.
But why should you're gonna see him in the dressing room in 2 minutes? It's just waiting.
No, I suppose so shaky managers, other managers horn and then go down and give him a high five
and
change. The pitch
should be for the players, eh? Managers stand at the side. Did I come on after that either? Just stand at the side.
So what do you do the end of games?
I go straight in the dressing room, mate. That's about the players, isn't it?
Do you, mate, aye?
No shit, our managers that, nah.
Shoot the manager, a wee fist pump at her and then...
Gerrard waits, doesn't he? Gerrard waits at the touchline, at the dugout almost, and gives everyone...
I don't mind that.
Yeah,
I don't mind that.
But no water
on the pitch, nah.
But it seems like now Pep not did it as well, didn't he? Seems like modern...
See, Pep picks and chooses when he does that, I think. See, when they've had a great performance, he's on there.
Right.
And he coaches, doesn't he? Mm-hmm. See, when they've had a great performance, he'll go on and he'll... coach somebody about something that happened in the game.
Aye.
That's for the cameras.
Jimmy done it with Redmond, Nathan Redmond.
Redmond,
he's telling what he did.
Done it with Sterling after they won the FA Cup
final. That's right. Won so exactly when they won.
Why not just wait to the changing room and date with him?
And show him on the tactics board like what we do on open goal.
But you can tell Sterling what region we're at.
Sterling's thinking you're just in this.
Won the FA Cup, mate.
Camden.
But they're probably just
show ponies.
Show ponies. Making it look like, oh, he's such a lovable manager, he's getting all his players cuddles, and he must be a right good manager at work for him, probably exactly the dressing room, and they all think he's a cunt.
I love the fact that Manny, right, he's no played him, he's no started him, and then he wants to give him a high five after the game. No, mate, do you know what I mean? Don't try be my best pal now in front of all the cameras. You didn't start me in one of the biggest games of the season. I don't know, I love Klopp.
I do like the fact that he changed him, like, similar to my story with the Canary. He was in the team the day before, wasn't he?
Aye.
And he took him out.
So what was your story?
He couldn't run the channel.
Remember, I kept getting that run wrong that he asked me to do. I thought I was doing it perfectly well, and he's like, nah.
So what do you wonder why Klopp's changed him then?
Maybe he's seen someone in shape as well.
Maybe it was. Because it was too late to explain.
Oh no, sorry. He said that it was because Jota had trained so well the last 2 days before the game. He says it was basically impossible to drop Jota.
Nah, I like that for Klopp,
but so I like that part. But like you say, you know he's going to be angry. You're only doing that because you want everyone to make it like it's all right.
I know.
As good as Manny is, I think there's a petulance in there. I think there's a bit of huffiness in there. I think he's one that if it doesn't go his way, he does sulk. And I think maybe Klopp, he's made the right decision. They've won the game, so how can you really argue?
But I'm winning that. He's a winner.
Aye, he's made a couple of genius moves though. I can see when he put Alisson up. Did you notice that he put Firmino in goals for the last 10 minutes?
Aye,
I thought that was different class.
But it was only because Firmino asked. If he's going up, can I come playing goals?
Alisson, can you say gloves, mate?
But I also liked his press conference after it, Kev. Did you hear him?
Who?
He could have easily slaughtered Manny Klopp, but he says, one sign of disrespect, but he's showed us 100 times respect.
You know 100% that when he, either before he's done that interview or after he's done it, he's clearly went through Sadio Mane like a ton of bricks, because I think when you're the manager of any club, Simon, you let the players know who's the boss.
Yeah.
And I think that as a good manager as he is, he's done well to pretend that everything's all right and we move on. And it probably will be a case. You've all been dropped yourself. You've all fucking thought the manager's a twat. You didn't want to speak to him ever again. But then at some point during the week, he'll come put an arm around you and say, oh, this is the reason why I did it. And then you make up and everyone's okay.
I mean, but I hate that if the manager's, but if they drop you, then after the game, try to come up and shoot your horn.
I know, just leave
fuck
us
off. Uh-huh. You just dropped us, you know what I mean? I don't see why. Fuck.
Disrespect to the manager?
No, I've never disrespected the manager, but I've let a manager know how I feel about his decision.
I hated him when they picked us.
Aye, fuming. Fuming. What the fuck are you thinking? It's like, no, I put my back nine for you today. Maybe you didn't
have
to.
Don't ever
do that again. Did you used to go chat with managers don't much?
Aye, if he started me.
Swindon, the year I wasn't playing, I was in Paul Hart's office quite a bit.
Aye.
So, see when that's see if you were training back, see if the team are playing really well, right? Team's playing really well and you're not playing, would you leave it then and think, well, he's right to not play me, or would you still go in?
No.
So if they were not performing and you felt you're performing
worked,
better,
if it worked, I wouldn't go in.
You get dropped on the Friday and you're angry, you wait until the team play on the Saturday, the team get beat, you're straight in the door Monday and you say, look, Gaffer, what's going on here?
Yeah.
You don't go in on the Friday no giving the manager a chance to prove his decision was right or wrong.
Do you think a manager should explain it to players individually in a meeting or something, cool, if he doesn't start one?
I think it's personal preference. I always would.
Would you?
I would always put a player and tell him why he's not playing.
Mm-hmm.
So if he played the week before and you were playing, you'd pull him
ahead? I'd say 8-9 times out of 10 a player knows why he's been dropped. Aye. But if there's the occasions where you're like, you've won a couple of games, you've played well and you get dropped, you're like, what's going on here?
Mm-hmm.
You end up chatting on. But how many times have you...
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Like saying, right, I'm going to see him today. And you built up a speech in your head and you go in and it just doesn't come out. You just talk shite for 5 minutes.
Yeah, you end up agreeing with him, didn't you?
You're right.
You get the dressing room, I never actually said anything I wanted to say.
You tell all the boys you did.
Aye, of course you did.
It was Aidan that said Roberto Martinez is the master of the Jedi mind trick. No matter what you went in to say, mate, that would never get spoken about. You'd always fucking Craig Beatty flip it on it to someone else.
Flip it, and then you agreed with him.
You just agreed on it.
And then you come out and put us, I just slaughtered him.
Talk shite to the morning, didn't you? He's shaking in there,
isn't he? I just told the gaffer, he didn't start fucking playing me, I'm out of here.
Have you ever done it at Rangers?
My main one was when Mowbray was manager at Middlesbrough. I was chatting his dog all the time.
What age were you in?
Maybe 19-ish.
That's brilliant.
19-ish. But mine's was meant to go out on loan. Wasn't about getting in a team, because I must have been the most unused sub in the league that year. Like, I was on the bench every week with a chance of getting on.
Still getting the win bonus though?
No.
I mean, I've had the win bonus at Middlesbrough. Because their wage budget was that high. So I was just like, every week, it's like, I know I'm going to be on the bench here, but I know I'm not going to play.
You still warm up, even though you're not getting on?
Still warm up, still do the runs after the game and all that. It's just,
How bad's it feeling when there's one sub to go and there's three, up, how many calls one doing, you need to walk back, you're the third. It's horrible, innit?
No, you loved that?
Aye, I did, but most players would
take it. How bad's it when your three subs have been made and the manager's still telling you to go warm up? I just want you in my face, man.
And you're doing it,
I know. I know,
see, with that one, then, do you ask you something?
What, with Mowbray?
With Mowbray.
What would you say back
to Matt, do you not hate that, but right? Why managers do that? They don't, they've no intention of ever playing you. But they don't allow you going on.
Do you know what it is? It's a safety net if somebody gets injured. That's what it is.
Bad numbers for training sometimes. I used to think.
And I've also said though, when I did eventually go out on loan, it was the worst decision I've ever made.
Walsall?
I went to Walsall. Middlesbrough got Liverpool in the FA Cup. Oh. The boy that then replaced me on the bench, Adam Reach, came on and that was it. He was an absolute stalwart in the team for the next 3-4 years or something like that. And I was at fucking Walsall, mate. For 2 months.
But you didn't ever had that, Kev, because strikers always get on.
Because when you're a striker, if you're winning, I was always fortunate that when you're winning, you were chopped on as a make sure you defend set pieces, defend corners because of your height. Whereas and if you're getting beat, you're that guy that's expected to go on and try and get an equaliser, a winner. But fucking falling out with the manager's magic though, isn't it? I used to actually enjoy falling out with the manager.
Did you?
See Chris Coleman, I didn't particularly get on too well with Chris Coleman. And I went to him and I said, look, Gaffer, why am I not getting a game? And he just gave me a whole lot of bullshit. Mm. And I was like, just lie to me.
Yeah.
I love players that in a changing room pull the manager
up. Pull the manager up in front of everyone. It's the best feeling in the
world.
And you're buzzing into you, mate. You're so happy.
It's the best.
It's the best thing to watch.
If you're raging with him, keep going.
Have you ever had an incident like that where the manager's been absolutely schooled or the opposite? I imagine people could prove him wrong. Could they know? No chance.
Nobody would ever know.
Would you know?
Nah. Danny Wilson got it. I told you Jonathan Douglas used to do it to Danny Wilson sometimes and it would be... But Danny Wilson, it wasn't the same way where you'd be buzzing. It'd be like, because he was such a good guy.
Aye.
And you actually want him to stop doing it, but it would just go on and on. And you're like, this is horrible to watch, man.
What about you, Andy? Any players that used to pull the manager up?
I know that, really. What about Butter?
Any characters there that would?
Nicky Bailey,
Nicky Bailey, what is now? Ginger?
Fucking screwball, mate.
He's fair, look, he's like, that game's into her.
Screwball.
Wait, so he was pulling the manager up all the time?
But like, he would literally just swear and shout at a manager. But similar to you, says that like, if you're in a mood or you're raging with a manager at a point, it can be funny, but he would be that person that would be like,
I would get rid of people like that.
I think most managers would, mate, to be honest.
I don't mind somebody almost asking you or saying, I disagree, but that's fine. But see if you're shouting your mouth off all the time, get him out.
Is that not you? Behind his back.
Okay. Aye. And he'll never find it, that.
Scott Carson made his debut Man City last week, 2 years.
I don't want to go
any further. Was that him that received the Garda Honor?
Aye, walking out the Garda Honor, the United players.
Was it over anyone in the league?
Aye. Man City won the league and he's walking out. Getting the Garda Honor for winning
the league. Do you know that's his first start in 10 years?
He should have walked outside the guard, shouldn't he have?
Aye.
Should have seen him walk in. Just watch his goal.
Or stood with a Newcastle post. Took his gloves off and clapped him.
But you can tell he loves putting goals, mate. He's even put his teeth like the goalposts. The goalposts.
Honest to God, I was embarrassed for him to go to that. And for, he said I've only let 3 Premier League goals in the last 10 years. He only played one fucking game.
Imagine him standing clapping with a Newcastle post.
Mate, he should have done that. I'd been unreal for a minute.
His gloves on.
Imagine being like your first Premier League game in 10 years. And he's been fit for 10 years.
Wow. But I didn't remember Man City.
But he was at Derby, wasn't he? He played a lot of championship games.
Aye.
Well,
to be fair, fucking good on him. He's got the best job.
Oh,
the best job, mate.
The third goalkeeper's the best job. Even in training, right? You do the goalkeeping training, but then when the two goalkeepers get asked to come here, you're still watching.
You just stand
there watching players train. No pressure on you at all. And they want him to pass out. He can't do that, so it's unbelievable.
Who was the one at Newcastle for years?
Steve Harper, aye.
Mate, I think he played about 50 games in a 20-year career.
I know.
Loved it.
Just train.
And he was a fucking hero, I know.
Aye. Because he was from Newcastle.
Aye.
He was a good keeper, I know.
Mm-hmm.
But that is the best job, innit? The third choice goalkeeper's the best.
Even the second choice, if you've got a fit goalie.
Aye, because how often do goalies get
that? But the guy, Sunderland, when I was growing up, I've only played a couple of games with him, Andy Marriott. The year Sunderland come up, they won something, like they finished seventh twice. And he sat on the bench for the best part of maybe 70 Premier League games and picked up the 5 grand win bonus every week.
Time. The only
time they won a game, he sat and picked up the win bonus.
But the only issue with that second choice goalkeeper your arse is shaking for the whole game, and in case the goalkeeper, nobody else there. Mm. I don't like that feeling. You've got to be relaxed.
Have you ever been in a situation, but if you've got a young goalie in the bench and a goalie goes down injured and you turn and look non-stop. At the young goalie, shitting himself.
And you're saying to him, you're going to fuck this up.
That was the boy you went when Wes got taken off league on Wes that day. The young boy in goals was like, it's an 18 year old mate at that. You honestly thought he was going to be sick of.
Did you terrorise him?
I was like, you're right. But obviously, I was like, you're going on here. Like, but see when they go nah you're not doing
but you heavy wind them up even if they're not going out. No, you're going on mate, you just said that, just heard them saying you're going on.
I see when he's like, at him, right, you're going on mate, honestly you could regret it.
Was it good when he went on?
Nah.
Mate, I should do that to any young player that was on the bench. Yeah,
you're going on,
like, it's a wing, it's like, mate, I've just heard them speak, like, you're going on. He's like, come on, up, hurry up. But like, see if they're taking age, I'm like, mate, hurry up. Man, he's got to go after his team.
I see him running out.
Fucking
starts running out for him. Get back in.
I think he put his gloves on the wrong hand, eh? He was that nervous, he put his gloves on the wrong hands. But see, goalies, man. See, if you've got a bad goalie, I think you're fucked, eh?
You can't win
it. We went to Portsmouth, mate, and our two goalies used to dip their gloves in fucking aftershock before every game, mate. Their hands were steaming the full season. And we just stayed up, mate, but they were terrible.
You'll never find a successful team that's had a bad goalie. I don't think so.
Have you been at a club where a goalie has, both goalies have been horrendous? Even in training, mate, when we used to train, it was like, are you actually going, it was, in training, the games had finished like 15-14 because they two clubs couldn't save a ball.
Air United, Sean Newman, young boy, nervous wreck. done a croy turn at Avi's in post and he went in. And Ian McCall went like, brought everybody in and went like to him. Not good. That's what I said. Not good. That's what I said. That was a shocker. But the goal, even if you're right in training, so when you see that goal again on your team, you're like, fuck's sake.
Fuck, I know. You just know, didn't you?
Oh, fuck.
Do you know what I hate about goalies in training, right? When you used to play wee short-sided and they try and set up goals with their hands. Do you ever get that? Mate, just drop the ball to me
and pass it.
And pass it.
Yards. Throw a diagonal.
They basically thought they were fucking Tom Brady, mate. Is it Brady? So I'd say, stop that.
Throw it right at the park.
Oh, you're a goalie.
There's nothing worse when they do it, I know, and they just throw it to like a centre half sheet, like in the other team. And they centre half just heeds it through, and it's a fucking goal in the wee games.
Goalies, man.
I've seen some goalkeepers getting it fucking stinking in the wee games.
They do get it. That is the one position where you know you're getting slaughtered.
The manager slaughters them in these small sided games.
The best thing with the goalies was this, when you did the shooting drill. The worst one was you chipped a goalie and they lost the prop.
Why did they kick the ball,
didn't it? Aye, they kicked the ball. See, the one that used to get was when they would play it along the deck and you would go to like, you would dink it because it would always
go down.
No, like a dink from 20 yards, like the dink from close in. You would hate that one.
Do you know, I refuse to carry on the shooting if you kick my ball away, if he just didn't get it.
Aye. Would you just make them go and get it?
If he didn't go get it, I'd walk in. I'm not going to get it after he's volleyed it away. I mean,
but they think that's hilarious. See, when they do that, they look at each other and start laughing.
Right? The goalie coach like to him.
Goalie coaches are weird, are a strange bunch as well.
Big Jim Stewart. I love Jim Stewart though, but.
Big Jim Stewart's got the biggest hands I've ever seen in my life.
Of all time.
I'll tell you the worst. He has got fucking two big fucking shovels.
I'll tell you the worst, by the way. A goalkeeping coach shouting on the park to tell you what to do. I swear to God.
Don't get me started on that, mate. That's a sensitive subject to me just now.
Aye, mate, honestly, I remember at a few clubs, a goalkeeping coach is shouting on the pitch and telling people to tell it fucking move. You like, mate. Do not dare.
There's not a stronger union in the world than a goalie union. No. Like,
even that part stinking out.
They would go to the death for each other. But see if a goalie makes a glaring mistake, it's like, nah, but like, got to get out to the ball quicker.
Aye, they blame everybody else. And they're out all day, they're out earlier, aren't they, than everybody as well, goalies.
Getting half each other for a...
Getting half each other, slapping each
other. They get into the gym.
They did tennis in it, with their arses they played with, didn't they?
They get to their gym and they're fucking doing weights constantly, man. They kind of kick the ball the halfway and they kind of punch it.
But that's what I always say to the goalies, right? See, when you're training, like, I actually never see you saving shots.
I know.
The training's everything else but saving shots.
Yeah. Right.
100%.
Right, goalie's done.
Disgrace.
But Scott Carson, I think he could be the hero of the year.
Do you think so?
As much as I'm embarrassed for
him. He's like Marvin Comper, isn't he? It's basically like Marvin Comper. Remember, he was celebrating.
The fact that he's no stood clapping Man City players is an embarrassment.
It's a bit like John Terry turning up the cup final with a kit on.
Terry played certain games up to that point where his Carson's taking a piss.
Been for 10
years. How did he actually get a game?
Fact Terry had the shinnies on.
To be fair, when Terry's saying to his kids and his family and all that, you're like, look, we won the Champions League, see me with shin guards on, you're not going to hink it in.
No, you're not going to hink it in.
But what
about when they go, oh, did you play?
Go, aye.
Would you just
aye. No footage.
Right, Aguero's going to Barca.
Don't sign him.
Oh.
How's that, Paul?
Why? What, instead of Braith, you would play Martin Braithwaite ahead of him?
No, but they signed Griezmann, it's not worked. And Griezmann's no...
He's not an Aguero striker, is he?
But I just think he's too slow, mate. I do.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but Messi and Aguero up for...
They're best mates.
And you're...
That's how much Messi doesn't even care anymore. He's
just telling him how to say that.
What do you think about that?
You've played with your best mate. You and Beats played together at Ayr. What was that like?
Did you actually play up front with Beats?
Disastrous.
No.
Did you?
Just the friendship got.
Centre half used to go, remember?
I seen him with there. Jimmy said what a guy. He said he was after
that. Was the great story ever when he told him.
What a man, what a man. But what do you think about Aguero?
I think he'll do a job there, mate.
Do you?
I really do. I think Barca's biggest mistake was letting Suarez go.
Pathetic.
He scored a goal yesterday.
They're about to win the
last
league.
Minute.
Did you see that last night? Athletic scored in 90 minutes to keep ourselves to win the league now. Next Sunday.
The only thing I hate about Simeone is he wears a black suit with a black shirt and a black tie.
I love that look.
Do you like that?
I love that look.
Do you?
With the all black eye, I love it. I don't know about the tie. I don't know if the tie is needed.
What, would you wear a white tie?
White.
You could pull that off.
What tie would you wear?
No, I don't even know you'd wear a tie. Just I love all black.
All black, then.
Do you know what he looks cool?
One of the Christmas ties that play music.
Do you know what he looks cool as fuck, Simone, but...
I'd love to have him in the Premier League, but...
He'll come at some point, eh?
He'd bore you to death, though, nah.
You, I don't know if you're about to play
him. He is the most negative manager in the world.
Have you seen their training? Like, you get wee clips on the internet. Every one of their training is defensive stuff, eh?
Yeah,
so they had two...
Slide tackles constant, man.
There was a clip, they brought the two small-sided goals, so you thought they were going to do something, and it generally was a coach just smashing three shots and they were sliding
across to stop it.
It was actually brilliant to watch defensively, but you're not about to go to train at that, are you?
No. Right, biggest news of the season.
Thank God we're ending in this.
Steve Brucey, aka Brucey, has won the Premier League Manager of the Month. How buzzing are you actually for
And fully
for the
deserved.
Big month?
Fully deserved.
Fully deserved.
Collected the award in a bikini, which is unbelievable.
Frightening.
Yeah.
Absolutely frightening. Celebrate the way a pint of you-know-what. So, I mean, good on him. Mate, he actually deserves it as well.
He's
that Man City game.
Brilliant.
I've always seen Brucey as this big negative manager and living men behind the ball, defend your box and try and nick a set piece. Did you watch that game against Man City?
Because Scott Carlson bit, wasn't it? He said, just shoot.
Just shoot. Aye, say, yeah.
Joe Willock's a player, by the way.
Willock's is a player.
They've got some good players. You know how I like that San Maximum? Is it San Maximum?
Yeah, San Maximum.
I think he could go somewhere else, but Newcastle, decent side. What did Newcastle expect when they had Steve Bruce as manager, where they were going to be? Just keep them in the league. He's done that comfortably. But there's obviously a lot of off the field antics where
he's farting.
Aye.
So wait, do you think that award, would that go next to the Jars? Or
aye.
Would that go ahead of the Jars?
No. That's right in the back.
I honestly think he just keeps that in like a card. I think he keeps the manager of the month award in a cardboard box and the Jars are up.
There's no space. There's no space for that in his office. Do you know what I mean? We were meant to do our English team for the Euros.
Go on then, write it down.
I'm going to tell you exactly. If you're Harry Kane, right, and this is an unbelievable point before I say it, if you're Harry Kane and Southgate says to Harry Kane, I'm going to let you pick one, the first name of the team sheet, who's he picking?
To play one?
Yeah.
Harry Winks. Ryan Mason, I think.
No.
Trent. Les Ferdinand.
Trent. Because.
Deliver.
Delivery. You think you're that? The amount of goals you'll get after Trent.
Can I tell you somebody who is very underrated? Calvin Phillips. He is very underrated.
I watched
that Burnley game.
So can I see the thing of your point? Sorry, Paul.
No worries, mate. On you go. I'm just writing my team down.
What? Who's delivered crosses like that for Kane at Tottenham this year? Because I would say most of his goals have been slippings and.
Oh, but exactly. If he scored 22 with foot that. You right. Think? Imagine the goals he's going to score after Trent. It's like kind of like Beckham when he had the strikers at Man U.
Yeah.
As soon as he got, they knew he was going to find their head. Mate, Trent, I honestly think he's the best pass in the world.
If
frightening.
If England play three at the back for me, Trent's goat to play.
Wing back.
Because Walker can cover him. He'll play for centre half, so he's that quick. He'll be able to cover there. Okay.
I can still understand though if they play four at the back. Why wouldn't they? Against better teams.
Who's your centre half? Stones.
So if he plays four at the back, who's his two centre back? Maguire and
Stones.
Stones.
Walker will play right back.
Yep.
Are they quick enough?
Chilwell,
Stones and Maguire's the two?
Aye.
Stones quick. Left back would be who?
Shaw, Chilwell, but they'll probably play Shaw after he's... Well, everyone's talking as if it's going to be Shaw.
Mm. Right, have you got this?
Yeah.
Rice, Mount. Mount is a sitter?
Two of them.
Two sitting?
Oh, it's never going to happen.
Do you like that team?
It's never happened.
3-5-2?
Because if Trent and Chilwell go up the pitch, you've only got really Rice to cover them.
He's 3-0.
John Stones defending the left hand side of back three?
No. Yeah. Aye. Because Chelsea didn't need Rudiger comes there.
To be fair, it's, if they play five at the back, it's my same team, but I would have Mount over Sancho and I'd have Calvin Phillips next to Rice. Or Henderson if he's fit.
Henderson plays now.
So you would have Mount and Foden behind Kane. Mm-hmm. Do you think there's enough in the wing here, but or is that your fullbacks?
My wing backs.
I think if Henderson's fit, he plays regardless, just because of the.
He's not played a lot back in.
I know, but I think he plays.
And then they've got Sterling, Sancho, Rashford,
Greenwood.
Got these players to come on.
That's what I mean. Who gets left?
So you read your team out to the listeners.
So in goals, Pickford. Three centre halves: Walker, Maguire, Stones, Trent, right wing back, Chilwell, left wing back. Rice and Mount, Foden, Sancho and Kane. Sancho's an unbelievable formula now, and yeah. I think that's what we were talking about Gilmore.
So would you play Foden on the right and Sancho on the left?
Aye, inside right for Foden to come in and play in the wee pockets.
But he's been put on the left for a glance at him, right?
Aye. Aye. He's also been playing in. Aye, he's been playing. Marriage played right the whole season, aye. And Foden's played left, aye.
It's a good headache to have
a. That'd be easy for Foden to go and play left, wouldn't it?
Easy peasy. Would you?
My only problem would be Mason Mount as a sitter on a two.
I mean, I'd have Rice sitting, Mount can join the play.
All right, so you're attacking one, two, six, and defending with
No, Chilwell. If it's down the right-hand side, Chilwell stays. Goes a four, so Walker will come into right back then. He goes a four.
I'm against you already. No, a three at the back. You need width both sides.
Nice.
Aye, but Sancho will go with.
You know what? Sancho will be the second striker when Kane goes
that's
to
Mount.
The post.
That's Mount.
Oh, Mount's going in
there. So who's going to, if Trent's got a 2v1, who's looking up with him? Because you've got Foden in the box.
No, Foden's helping Trent, Mount, and here's the second striker, Sancho, back post.
So two in the box?
Three, Mount, Kane, Sancho.
You said Sancho's so right?
Out back post.
Or back post, don't we? Is
that three, though, Faye? See your team, I like it, right? And I love your thinking. You need to, in your head now, think when I pick a team, have the answers ready for them.
No, but I think I do think that potentially, I don't know if he would play that Southgate.
But look,
watch this, right? I don't know what you do.
They flipping it.
Watch this, right? So
I think you're far too vulnerable on the counter.
No. Watch this. Trent's going to come in, right? Watch this. Trent will come in centre mid. With Rice, okay. Mount goes there. Foden inside right still. You've got your Sancho
so
there.
So making your width on your right and right.
Walker, it goes to a four then at the back, so you change it quickly into a four at the back. So Walker will come here, right back then. You'll go Maguire and Stones. So it goes to that, it goes to a four. See how the top managers do that now, Si? Go for 3-5-2 to a 4-3-3, and then Chilwell there, you see? And I would love Trent in this position.
Right.
He's so good on the ball, he can quickly get in there. And that would, I would need to coach that to them. They wouldn't be able to just go and do that. They're not good enough. So I would need to stand.
If he's that good at, how come top manager and Klopp's never put him in there?
That's no Klopp style at all.
Right.
But with Guardiola, if he was playing right back for Man City, he'd be in there all the time.
Yeah.
Because that's what he likes to do.
All right.
You see that? I love how that would transform into that. And then you've got your players.
I don't know why they don't fucking hire you, mate, to be honest.
It's unbelievable how he's on. After I've said that, but not one of these have said it, don't it? Because you're all caught it.
You're a genius.
I agree with you with what Pep says, but you've got Trent in centre mid. You've not got Pep's Trent as a right back coming in to play centre mid.
No, he started right wing back and comes in, and then it goes to quickly a four.
You're right, but they will always have their wingers out wide. So when Pep ever wants his full backs to come in, he wants his wingers high and wide. You've not got wingers high and wide here.
I don't think he does want Foden high and wide. He wants Foden in the areas. You say he played wide left.
He'll not want Trent to come in centre mid then.
Can we not just talk about Steve Bruce Farton?
But that's a difference between me and Pep. It's a different opinion.
can we get back to Steve Bruce Farton? Better than that.
Aye. Uh-huh. Why did we try to be serious there? Just talk about his arse, didn't we?
Yeah.
How do you think Bruce would do with that squad of players?
He'd go 4-4-2, wouldn't he, and try and get Les Ferdinand out of retirement.
He would hire that. He would call up a lot different squad than that, surely.
Gee, much as I don't want to see it, England's got a big chance of winning it.
Yeah, I agree.
I agree.
Who else is in there?
Semis. France.
Germany, France, Belgium. Belgium have a chance.
Belgium.
Mate, Portugal's got some chance. Their team's unbelievable.
Ah, I bet it's their group. No, an absolute shambles.
But they hate each
other. I'm sure that.
No, they've got a tough group.
Just advertised on another podcast, I don't know.
I know, and I've just completely...
No, their group's a shambles, as in it's an unbelievable group.
Mm-hmm. Aye. Poland.
Right, why don't you...
No, mate, listen, you need to listen to this group.
But see, since...
Because it's turned out it's absolutely shite.
Try drink that. Works well.
Nah,
I like the full backs coming in when you're playing a four at the back. I don't like it when you're playing a 3-5-2. To be honest with you.
Here you go.
I don't want my right wing back to go and play in at centre midfield.
No, but he would go, then it would go to a four. It would change it when he stays a three. When he
I think it's a lot. It's a lot to ask in terms of rotation to go and do that.
Aye. Plus, Trent's never played centre mid in his life. He's not going to then go and play him in a Euro Championship.
I know you like Trent, but he's not going to play in that Southgate
team. Trent's the best passer in the team.
Trent, when you get the best out of Trent, is higher in the opposition's half on
that's what I'm saying.
Wide on the pitch.
So if you stay with the three, he stays up high and wide. But all the time, if they go and double up out there, that's where you bring him in and change it quickly.
Can I add to that, right? This isn't against you, Slaney, because you're not the only one that said it. See, this Trent's the best passer in the league? No, he's not. Put Trent in centre mid and find out if he's the best passer. Because there's more to passing than just getting the ball, zinging it 70 yards, crossing the ball.
You've not got somebody close to you.
You've not got somebody close to you. You're not getting it in tight areas. Yeah. You're not getting it in half turn, third and balls.
The full game's in front of
him. That's like saying Ederson could play centre mid.
No, it's a fantastic point you make. But what I'm saying is, Trent's the first player since Beckham who I've seen that can cross the ball fucking miles out.
So why you want to play him centre mid then?
Change it, Ben.
By the way, here's one for you.
Who'd you play, Chilwell or Shaw?
I'd play Chilwell. Just off you right now, Portugal will not qualify for the group.
Oh! £100 bet.
Yes!
Okay.
£100 bet.
Yeah. You said that the favourites for the Euros are England, France, Germany, and Portugal. Portugal, France, Germany are on the same group.
Three teams go through.
They will.
So is that a quid?
£100. No, as a top two, I meant to say.
Why don't you sing a suit for Brucey? What song can we sing for Brucey winning manager then?
This could be Rotterdam or anywhere, Liverpool or Rome.
Rotterdam is
anywhere but home.
What's that got to do with Steve Bruce?